Blog Talk Radio.
Hetepu means being at peace, feeling good inside. When you're in your home, feeling happy, feeling joy. It also means when you have done well and when you've done a wonderful thing for someone else. That thing that most of us are striving for in life, the quest for inner peace.
And blessings, Shalom, which means peace and freedom. Welcome to another edition of Wat Dao, Comedic Path to Peace. On this luscious day of wonderful regenerative rain that is like music to this water woman's ears. It's absolutely soothing, and I don't mind walking in the rain. In fact, I rather enjoy being out in the elements and becoming one with nature. And how apropos that all of this is going on, and today's topic flowing, pardon the pun, right with that topic. We are going to do part two of Asar, the Resurrected King. Let's open with our prayers. First, we do our 42 oracles. I haven't always shared that, but it's good to share that from time to time so people have an understanding of the foundation that we as people of the Kemetic faith live by. We live by the 42 oracles of Ma'at, or Ma'at. Ma'at is the way it really is supposed to be pronounced. And through the 42 oracles, we have our foundation of how we govern ourselves in this world. The 42 oracles also is where the Ten Commandments came from, although I've shared before, it's not really ten if you look at them in the Bible. But anyway, it is what provided the framework for right and righteous, harmonious, balanced living. Anacharak Ma'at, Tua Ma'at, Elda Ma'at, Tekemulkin. Thank you, Light. Show yourself. Give us guidance on this day. I will not do wrong. I will not steal. I will not immerse myself in depression. I will not violate another being physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. I will not hoard, disrespect, abuse, or misuse the land. I will not waste precious food. I will not waste precious water. I will not jealously desire to obtain that which is not mine. I will not eavesdrop or pry into matters outside the dictatorship. I will not defile or debase my purity. I will not abuse my sexuality. I will not engage in infidelity with another man or woman's mate. I will not engage in sexual fantasies or sexual acts with a child. I will not cause needless terror. I will not be arrogant and egoistic. I will not act with selfish, destructive aggression. I will not cultivate a quarrelsome nature. I will not take a life outside of my mate, nor disrespect the life force. I will not cause the shedding of tears. I will not sow seeds of regret. I will not mistreat children. I will not mistreat animals. I will not be vengeful and angry except for a just cause within my mate. I will not be easily incited to action or contention. I will not uphold an untruth on or against someone else's behalf. I will not lie. I will not raise my voice unnecessarily. I will not speak maliciously against another being. I will not exaggerate. I will not talk too much. I will not act with sneaky manipulation. I will not be impatient or judge in haste. I will not entertain impure thoughts. I will not wish evil upon another being. I will not perform negative energy work. I will not turn my ears away from words of truth. I will not desecrate holy places. I will not desecrate holy traditions. I will not steal from or neglect giving to the temple offerings. I will not rob from the deceased. I will not blaspheme the Most High Nature. I will not betray my venerated ancestors. 10 virtues of my eight. I have control of thoughts. I have control of actions. I have devotion of purpose. I have faith in the ability of my teacher to teach me the truth. I have faith in myself to assimilate the truth. I have faith in myself to wield the truth. I am free from resentment under the experience of persecution. I am free from resentment under the experience of wrong. I cultivate the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. I cultivate the ability to distinguish the real from the unreal. Mama et em beduna firet. Thank you, Ma'et, for those beautiful words. Prayer to Sekhmet. Anacharak Sekhmet. Dua Sekhmet. Sentena Seknet. Anuk Sashimetorit. Anuk Sabayitorit. Anuk Mayet Eb. Anuk Hetep Ankit. Sentenebe. Serita Seknet Teret. Em Reh Ahreet Ahraitu. Sechika Em Hauna Tenefetch. Tenemekne Seknet Tesek. Tesa Ahsemes Seneanebu. Tesenet Senianebu. Chespi Menevech. Anuk Sashimetorit. Anuk Sabaitorit. Anuk Mait Eb. Anuk Hetepankit. Verdi Sekmetech. Em Shaisha Achsia. Sekmet Sentena. Dua, dua, dua. Yawia en Yawua. Show your face, Sekhmet. Thank you. I praise you. I am an elder leader. I am an elder teacher. I am of righteous heart. My life is a living sacrifice. Make me sound and healthy. I humbly ask for purification of my life force and chakras. Cover and protect me and my family with your blood. I pray for the full strength of your protection. I receive your resolute heart. I am an elder leader. I am an elder teacher. I am of righteous heart. My life is a living sacrifice. Therefore, I pray for your bravery and strength, for respect, and for your wisdom. I praise you. Many thanks to you. I lift my hands in praise and offer you life force energy. The Akeru. We are an Akeru temple. And the Jarak Ager, Dua Ager, Ek Enmer Yimletep, and the Jarak Besidet, Beka Besidet, Beken Bekat, Weben Behudet, Behen, Anuk Paket, Weben, Yawiya M. Yau en Renek Mae Ina Ea. Show your face, Akiru, both of your faces. Thank you. I enter in joy. I come in peace. Show your face, Behudet. Shimmer, Behudet, shine as the morning light. Rise, spread your wings, protect. I am anointed, rise for me. I lift my two hands in praise at your righteous name. I have come advancing, brilliant, Behudet. Anacharak unut, hua unut, unawet, iam khatep. Anacharak epwat. Tek and Ger and Shiru, Waud, Waud, Waud. Show your face, Unut. Thank you. Open the way. I come in peace. Show your face, Epwat. Great opener. Guide us through the light today. Many thanks to you. I'm going to share a prayer today I haven't shared, and this is a very, very personal prayer. This is Heket, who also governs this, the Ankh, this temple, and who is my primary guardian. Muta Ebna, Muta Ebna, Anajarak Heket, Ek Ink Nechurinit Heket, Anuk Heket, Heket. Renuch Ea, Heket, Hekut, Shuket, Hefa, Yet Hefa, Yehovah, Hava, Eve, Sirat, Hefatnit, Heteru, Hu, Hufei, Yuseaset, Eer, Eert, Nebetkeperu, Etort Nubiturit, Muthek, Hetek, Neket, Kait, Hekait, Tenit, Hana, Anna, Anait, Anzit, Amenit, Tait, Nekurit, Verit, Neferet Ea, Renus Nebu, Anuk Sunut Mut Nusukai Imaku, Anuk Hekaiturit, Anuk Herit Etita, Anuk Hemet Necher Terpi, Anuk Senut, Heket Kata Ea, Her Erda heket ek em hekau. Suda hernit stepinebu. Setennit nach putinebu. Nach neti nebu naach entimaet. Nach henenemu. Nubnubanit. Ninidnit. Anukemut. Erda her naid anu arda. Maet shef maet. Dua hefat nitek. Heket harank. Heket hariet. Heket menu kenut, heket kenemutna, kena seki herkenet, bretana, anukaut, heket heket, het hekait pen, anu hekait oit, anu herit safeta, anu hemet nechol tepi, anuk mut, anuk sunut mut, tut kai imaku. Hekena, heket eknut, avkek en yau, heket meri, dwau, dwau, dwau. En, en, en. My mother, my heart, my mother, my heart, show your face, heket. Eternal Mother, I pull your soul essence into my being, into my body temple. Therefore, I now am you. The part of you that is expressed is now open. Heket, many and grand are your names. Heket, Hekut, Heket, Hepa. Yet Hepha, Yehovah, Haba, Eve, Hivat, Hephatmit, Heteru, Hugh, Hufe, Yuseaset, Eer, Eert, Nebet Keperu, Nejolt Nubit, Urit, Muthek, Hethek, Neket, Hait, Hekait, Henit, Hanna, Anna, Anait, Anzit, Amenit, Tait, Mekurit, Rerit. Beautiful and many are all of your names. I am Dr. Reverend Mother Imaku. I am a Queen Reverend Mother. I am an elder leader in your tradition. I am a keeper of the women's mysteries. I am a high priestess. This has gained some, given me some stature. Therefore, I have put in the work. As a result, therefore, bring me, Heket, guidance and words of wisdom and power. In your aspect, Nit, bring me all the best that there is in life that you have to offer for me. Distinguish for me, Nit. Remove all cowards. Remove all haters. Remove all of those who are weak and who lack balance. I praise you, Nit. I welcome you, Nit. I am an artisan. Therefore, as your aspect, Nait, I ask for income on the regular. Thank you, Eternal Mother. Heket, Tree of Life. Heket, the Eternal Pond. Heket, the Western Cistern, or the Western Well, the Western Well Water. Heket, you are my well. I have ascended through initiation through your heck box. Therefore, bless me. I am your family. Protect, Heket, this holy house of worship. I am an elder keeping your tradition. I am a keeper of the women's mysteries. I am a high priestess. I am a Dr. Reverend Queen Mother. I praise you. I lift my hands in praise. Beautiful and beloved Heket, many thanks to you. I want to share one more prayer with you. There are many more prayers that belong with our opening of the way for Akheru Temple of the True Living Waters. This is our water spirit prayer, our Njutu prayer for the Kemetic water spirits. and the Sharak in Jitunebu, Dua in Jitunebu, Anuk in Jitunebu, Anuk Shet Mitheret, and a Chi Chechuti Ank Anchi, and a Chi Wat War Ank Nefer, and a Chi Apet Anuk Nefer, and a Chi Sabek Warek, and a Da Anket Warek Akshaisha. Iata Erda Hapi Simatawi Nesetesh Anjit and Maet Seheteru Aritua Chespa Merea in Heteru Anuk Merea Chespa Meduhek in Heket Anuk Hekait Orit Seheket Ujita Anuk Ujat Seheket Tuduna Anuk Wajet Perdake num jujukapesh, anuk sashen, anuk herit sasheta, sesha sasheta shetaut siya, chespa shai neferet en shait, chespa pakit em shait, pekremu pakre emreru, tekhata teket tekti, anuk pekart, pakrer pakru, pakrer per natur akeru, yai yawi. Yabju, Yai hat yabju, Yata hat mait, Anuk methi em mer, Mak meshkenet, Uhem mesut nefer, Anuk uhem ank mae, Anuk en ea, Me aset em nebethet, Nef em nutetch, Anuk uhem ank mae. Anuk we em we em anjuti em wasir. Anuk cheret. Erda yawe yaudai. Renpi renit renut. Renuti renuti renuti. Yawi en yau. Abkek en yau. Dwau dwau dwau. Sefset nebu en maet. Anuk sefed. Anuk setunefer. Anuk setmikeret. Anuk uchem ank, anuk ea, anuk uchem ank mae, una wat neb in petanta, 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 una wat neb in petanta. Una wat, nev, empet, enta. Amen. Amenit. Produce yourselves. Show your faces. Hermetic water spirits of light. I am a water spirit of light. I am a peacemaker. Therefore, Jehuti, the great peacemaker, manifest within me a life that is sound and healthy. Manifest within me Wajwur, which is where the word water comes from, Wajwur, a good life. Manifest for me Apet, good income. Manifest for me protection, Tebek. Anket, protect me and bring me respect. Embrace me, great embracer. Hapi, bring me unification within myself. Tetesh, in your relegated role within Ma'et, blow the bark of Ray. Heteru, anoint my chakras. I receive great love from Heteru. I am great love. I receive words of wisdom from Heket. I am an elder keeper and for mysteries. Heket, anoint my mind. I am the Wujat. Heket, anoint my hand. I am a healer. Kanum, I pray for gifted hands. I am the lotus. I'm a keeper of the women's mysteries. Therefore, Sishat, open your wisdom mysteries to me. I receive good luck from Shait. I receive hardness and protection from Shait. Kaprer and Reru encircle me and bring me the things that I need in this life. I am protected. Protect this house of Aperu. Yabju, cleanse my hands, cleanse my heart. Hatmait, embrace me. I am immersed in your loving waters. Meshkenet, grant me good rebirthing. I am truly born again. I am of greatness. Aset and Nebuhet, grant me breath in your celestial waters. I am truly born again. I am one from the one of Anduti and of Wasir. I am the willow. Yahweh, bring me many gifts. Renanet, bring me your harvest. I rejoice, I rejoice, I rejoice. I lift my hands in praise. I clap my hands in praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May all of this flow together harmoniously within my eight in divine order. I am ready. I am those who are well-to-do in goodness. I am a peacemaker. I am born again. I am of greatness. I am truly born again. All doors of heaven and earth are open to me. Amen. Amen. Give thanks and praises. I always feel really sound. The word for sound is Anjit or Anech. I always feel sound after doing my prayers. And like I said, we actually have many and more that complete our opening of the way. Give thanks and praises. We'll offer one quick prayer to the ancestors and then move into our message for today. And the Sharak Yakut. And the Sharak Shepsu. Dua Yakut. Dua Shepsu. Erda Yakut. Ashepsu. Rek Hek Hekau. Ner Neferet Heteku. Urek Hetemet Anu. Anuk Kut Em Shepsu Nebu. Teki Sheki Sheki. Wawud Wawud Wawud. Enk. Show yourselves, high ancestors of light. Thank you. Bring me wisdom, guidance, words of power. That's like affirmations for many who wonder what that is. Heka'u. Love, success, peace and blessings, protection, strength and bravery, and good income. I am a divine light to all of my ancestors. May we all ascend. Many thanks to you. Ascension, ascension, ascension. That is the main message that comes along with Asar. And really, if you look at it, like I said in the last episode, it really should be Wasir, but many of us know it as Asar. Okay, now let me just tell you something. I needed a bit of a break after the last class that we had together because, well, let me tell you, dealing with Asar or Wasir is no joke. Well, doing with any of the guardians really is no joke. But the energy of Wasir is very heavy, and that's because it is one of regeneration. And to understand it better, as I briefly explained last time, what you really want is to look at the process of regeneration in the plant kingdom. Wasar, or Osir, or Asar, whom the Greeks later called Osiris, has a green face, and that's because he represents vegetation. He taught agriculture to many regions and to many parts of the world. So his face is green, and that also is a symbol for abundance that comes through him. But you got to go through some stuff to get it. Okay? So what does that mean? That means you must go through your own personal death and resurrection from the spiritual, metaphorical standpoint. And that is not an easy process to yield to if you ain't ready. Sometimes when you are ready, still it's not easy to go through. Some people enter in being aware that they will be going through some changes, and that they will be giving up various aspects of their lives. This is true. Yes. But still, trust me, when you deal with initiation through Asar, you can never be really ready, okay? Anytime you deal with the guardians who take you through death and resurrection, you're going to experience some stuff. And you look at the properties or the characteristics that they bring to get a clue as to what your path, your initiation journey is going to be. Now, I mentioned in the last episode that the baptism process is fashioned after the funereal process for and ceremonies for Asar. And you'll forgive me if I continue to call him Wasir throughout this, because you realize it's one and the same. For Wasir. And to say Wa is very important, because Wa is a central component to his whim. I'll get to that. So I mentioned that there are three pools that the karast, or the mummified remains, would be brought to, or the body, I should say. The word for body is kat, okay? But also it is ta, or te, all right? So because that also refers to bread, and the bread, which is a feminine symbol. When you add T at the end of a word, because ta is bread, and ta, or the letter T, is symbolized by a piece of bread, okay, a rounded mound of bread. And the way that some of the poorer people, I don't like using that word, but people who did not have the same needs as those who were more well-to-do, let's put it that way, yes, were put in a certain pose. In fact, it's a yoga pose, a comedic yoga pose, where they were basically kind of very much folded up, okay? And so the word, again, is either kat or ta or te. And when we do our communion ceremonies, our kesu mesut, which is the mass, ceremonial mass. The bread, of course, represents the body. This is where the body of karast comes from, okay, and also represents the body of wasir. Going back to the preparation of the body, being taken to three pools, or lakes, but three specific pools that were created, and one was, the first one was the pool of Wasir. The second, the pool of Heket. The third, the pool of Sakar or Sakir. All three of these guardians have to do with death and resurrection. And the process is not quick. It's not. So there is, truthfully, this disintegration that happens to your life. Now, I know this sounds very scary for people who want to go through some levels of priesthood. Okay, well, you know, let me tell you something. Priesthood ain't cute. People think it's cute. It's not. Priesthood requires work, and it requires you to come bringing all of who you are in truth so that you clean up your crap before you enter into it, ideally. Now, that doesn't mean you're a perfected person by the time you enter a priesthood, but you're supposed to be a whole lot better. If you're not honest with yourself about what you are bringing and who you are, okay, trust me, the things that are hidden or that you think are hidden will come to light. They will come to light. Go back to the story about what happened with Wasir and Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, so they get together, they sleep. It's in the under the veil of darkness. All right? This is not something done out in the open, all the candles, lights on, all this other stuff. Okay, this was done in the veil of darkness. This is the shadow part of the self. Okay, that's what this demonstrates. And you must confront your shadow. You must confront and integrate your shadow, okay? Those are all the things that you think that other people don't know about you. Maybe they don't know about you. You try to hide. You try to hide. When you are coming to the comedic path and you are really serious about entering priesthood after you've learned about the culture, you must come clean, okay? You must come clean. I had one student who came. She came into the temple, and she was so ready, she pulled her wig off, threw it on the floor. She said, I want to come before the Netruru as I am. And then she proceeded to share all these things that were happening in her life, and they had happened. I had so much respect for her because that's how you're supposed to come. You're supposed to come completely. This is who I am. Okay? I'm ready to deal with my stuff. And if you enter in and you really aren't ready for it, either you don't hang or you're going to be a shady priest or priestess, bottom line. And being a disingenuous priest or priestess is a grave disservice to yourself, but then you also have to answer to your ancestors and to the Netruru. Okay? Baptism, coming clean, starting anew, all right? Now, let's look a little further into that. Initiation through Asar. Now, that doesn't even necessarily mean you have to be entering priesthood. It could be that if you are in the tradition, and, you know, we deal with the various guardians, and they come to you, that means there is a lesson for you to help perfect your life. And, again, it's not about being perfect, okay? But it is about making yourself better, the best person you can be. Okay? So, one of the things that you must deal with is being humbled, breaking your pride. Expect all of your pride issues to hit you in the face. All of them. Okay? If you have a problem with help, asking for help, if you have a problem with putting on appearances and wanting people to just think such and such of you, you're preoccupied with your reputation. If you're preoccupied with always wanting to appear, again, here we go with appearances, to be that you're on this high, lofty status, okay, this high, lofty status. But in truth, you know, you've got a whole other life going on. You know, I always invite my students to come to my house and see how I live. I tell you, I live a very simple life, and I want them to know I ain't playing, okay? I really mean it. And what you see is what you get in terms of my being as forthright and honest as I can be as a high priestess, as a minister, as a teacher. Because I've learned, and I went through the process, okay? So that's one thing that you end up dealing with, okay? And so through that, what happens? Again, the experience of death to self. You experience some levels of loss. You may have gained ground in a certain way, and then all of a sudden find yourself back to square one. Wow, what's that about? There's a lesson. And how do you deal with the lesson? You yield. I'll get to that in a moment. Because as you go through it, you experience certain levels of grief. Grief, lamentation. I mentioned about Kemet last week. Kemet has that's a word that has a lot of different meanings, okay? It depends on how it is spelled in Medunetcher. All right? Do yourself a favor and look it up. Look it up. All right? K-E-M, K-E-M-T, K-H-E-M-T, K-H-E-L-T, K-H-A-M, K-A-M. They all sound the same. They have different meanings. All right? One of the meanings is lamentation, grief. As you go through this process, hopefully there's going to be some time you don't feel too hot because you're trying to adapt to all the changes that your life is going through. Because the goal is to get you out of Western mode and get you into spiritual mode, okay? I said that before. I'm saying it again. You say it one more time. The mode is, the idea is to get you out of Western mode. That means you're processing the way that you think of things, the way you think about things, the way you go about doing things. Western culture counters African indigenous culture, okay? And also counters a lot of other cultures around the world. Western culture is very egocentric, very much about throwing morality aside. And in the indigenous culture of many of our foremothers and forefathers, community was all important. Connectedness was all important. Okay? That means it can't be about you. It has to be about us. And if we all watch out for one another, then you are going to be okay. So it is a retraining of the brain. And you have to go through all these different life challenges because life is initiation, to bring you to that new place of resurrection. So, you know, it's an interesting side note. In the process of death, hair actually has a great deal of significance in Kemetic culture. And, you know, the women would, there would be processional mourners, for one thing, because it was understood how important the mourning process was. But you would see the women shaking the hair in grief. The whole thing of shaking the hair, it is a sign of woe, but also trying to let go of the attachment to the person. But it is also you shake your head like, no, I can't believe it. All right, but it's still, it is a whole thing of letting go. And it's because also there's power in the hair, and there is energy in the hair. It was understood in Kemetic culture that your hair was connected to energy. Energy, which is depicted as what is perceived as the water wave. Okay? So, the long hair was the original broom for women. Yes. Yes, indeed. And then, of course, there's the aspect of hair where, going back to one of the deities who governs the regeneration process, the rebirthing process, Heket, her priestesses would dye their hair, and priests would dye their hair. They would henna their hair. Some of you have seen me recently and seen that I have hennaed my hair, okay? I mean, it didn't all take. I mean, it's lighter, but it is because I was showing that I had gone through this process. I completed my process as an elder with Heket, and my sacrifice was my hair, because y'all know I love I love my silver hair. I love it. So, but I had to just do that one sacrifice. And, you know, this is a sidebar, because we'll have a show about Heket in the future. If you want to know about all the shows that are coming up, go to our Akheru Kemetic Temple.info website. That's Kemetic, K-H-A-M, Kemetic Temple.info. And if you go to the virtual temple, you'll see the listing of all the upcoming shows. And while I've mentioned that, I just also want to take a moment to thank Main Street Universe once again for creating this time and this venue for Akheru Kemetic Temple to be a part of the Main Street Universe family. Once again, Dwawu, many thanks. Thank you. Okay, but going back to the whole thing about henna. Henna is, man, it's like playing in some mud. It really is. And, you know, you've got all these different particles of plants that are in your hair for days. It takes many, many washings to get all of the henna out. And so now I have all these copper accents in my hair, which are my symbol, along with all the different little frogs in my hair, and also a little miniature box as a hair ornament to show that I have transcended Heket's box. But, that are my badge of honor, although now I'm letting my silver glow back in. It's glorious, too. I love it. But the hair also of those who were transitioning was henna'd. And this was to show Heket that this person that is transitioning is ready for you to help with his or her rebirthing. Okay? So, I just wanted to mention that because there's just so much wonderful information regarding the significance of hair in the death and rebirth process. Okay, now, going back to the whole thing of how is it that you are able to successfully navigate this breaking process. Well, now let's look at the story. Wasir, in his sarcophagus, ended up in a willow tree. Some say resting under a willow tree. Some stories have him in a willow tree. The willow tree, Jeret, Jeret. In my prayer, they say Anuk Jeret, okay? Jeret, the willow tree, it is a water tree. I mean, it thrives in by riverbanks. That's why you see them by the riverbanks or on properties where there is a high water table, okay? It is pliant. It is flowing. Isn't it beautiful to look at a willow? And it looks like hair, doesn't it? It is cooling. It gives shelter. It spiritually represents yielding to spirit, yielding, and becoming one with the elements. You see how the branches just flow and sway in the wind, in the rain, how they soak up the sun, how they also offer you shade. They are so deeply entrenched in the ground. They are one. And Wasir became one with the tree. And in the story, of course, eventually it's taken out, he gets resurrected, but the word for one is weh, weh. Originally, I used to pronounce it wah. One of my songs, I'm singing wah and wah. But now it's years later, and having really studied the sound element, and also really looking at the Meru Netcher, it is weh, weh. Okay. A name for Wasir is weh and weh. One from the one. One from one. That is being one from the source, the divine source. And the main symbol in it is a harpoon. The harpoon denotes mastery. Because if you are on the waters with a harpoon, you have got to become one with the energy around you, with the instrument in your hand, with the water and with the fish that you're trying to spear in order to get it just right at the right time. Okay? Mastery. Mastery is when you become one with so many things and you also know a lot about it and you implement a lot about it, but you master it. You master it. Okay? He is known, Wasir, as Master of the Waters, Lord or Master of the Waters. And that's because his coffin being thrown into the Hapi represents a form of initiation and eventual mastering of the waters. Now, it used to be that Setesh was Lord of the Waters. Prior to that, it was Heru the Elder. We'll do a show on Setesh in the future. But the fact that Wasir was able to resurrect first and foremost through the waters, and also represents the fact that through the divine feminine principle, he was able to become resurrected. And the divine feminine is a water element. Yes. Okay. Also, this is not only mastery of the waters, but it's mastery of energy and also of the emotions. This leads to effective leadership. Okay. Now, in effective leadership, it's important to have a balanced head and a balanced heart and a balanced spirit. So, with responsible leadership, it is also about knowing when to have mercy. We say mech, which means grant me or have mercy. And where the word may comes from, M-A-Y. To be merciful. In fact, that's why on the Tree of Life, Wasir is in the position of Chesed. Chesed. I'm very sorry, he's not at the top of the Tree of Life. There's the Divine Feminine at the top. But he is in the place of the Divine Ruler. That is Chesed. Okay? Okay, now we also look at the symbols that are germane to Wasir. We have, first of all, the hek, which is the crook. And it is like a shepherd's crook. And the shepherd uses the crook to guide. Okay, that's why we also say hek for guide. Okay, hek-ka, guide me. You don't see the shepherd beating his sheep with the crook. It is to guide the flock. He also has the flail, the neket. The flail is to show authority. Neket means strength, it means power. Protection. It is to protect the people, and you protect the people through just rulership, meaning that when you recognize when people do need to be punished and you have to address it. But first and foremost, the neket or the flail is administered to the self. You put yourself in check, okay? And then we have the Atef crown, Atef. Atef, which has the double plumes, Atef means father also, to be a responsible father. Now, we only have a couple minutes left, but let me just share with you. Effective fathering, effective parenting, especially in today's age. When so many things have come apart, that's the part of the story with Asar's body being hacked into 14 pieces, things coming apart. They are able to be pulled back together. But how? Through opening to spirit and opening to community, to allow community to help you. Wasir needed Aset or Ast and Nebuchadnezzar to help him. He eventually also needed Jehuti. He eventually also needed his son. He needed a community of people to help pull him back together. I want to leave our fathers with this. If you are a dad who is struggling right now to keep everything together, be aware that you may feel that you are alone, but you are not alone. Call out to your communities for help. Whether you're a single dad, whether you've got 10 kids and you're with your mate, if you feel you are floundering, swallow your pride. Reach out for help. Now, this is a general commentary for everyone. I posted yesterday about how on Facebook about how a poor little boy was with his mother who had died for days in bed with her. Something happened and she passed away. And finally, the authorities came, but only after there had been a complaint from the neighbors about this stench coming from the apartment. And so the janitorial staff went and tried to get in, and they made a call to the authorities. If this mother had been more thought of, if people in the community were more mindful of her presence and the little boy, we don't know. It could have been anything when she kept to herself. The fact is that she would not have died alone in those horrible circumstances with her little son there laying with the body. He even tried to bring her back to life by rubbing lotion on her because after a while he realized that she was dead. It's so sad. It's so sad. But you see what happens when there is an absence in community. Resurrection can come through your releasing old concepts, allowing yourself to yield to spirit, allowing others to help you through the process, because the renewal process is hard. It takes work. But if you put in the work, as Grandmaster always says, Grandmaster Cam always talks about putting in the work, because people want to sidestep the work. If you put in the work, you will receive your reward. You will ascend to greatness, and you will be a grand and glorious leader. Even if it's not leadership that you are looking for, you will be a much better person. And being a good person in the world denotes a certain level of leadership because you inspire others to be the best they can be based on what they see from you. Become one with all of them. Become one with the master energy, which is also female, Nibet, male and female, as we walk together in balance, as we help one another, as we strengthen ourselves through the triumphs and the tragedies in life. Ultimately, we need one another. I'm Reverend Dr. Queen Mother Imaku. It has been my pleasure again to be with you in this session. Please join us on our website at akeruhermetictemple.info. You can find me at queenmotherimaku.info. We're going to be having fellowship at Wasatcom University. Come on and join us in Newark. Visit the website to find out, and also to find out about the camp out that we have coming up, the field trip that we have to the Brooklyn Museum, and much, much more that is going on, including our monthly Water Women of Wisdom sessions. If you want to contact me for classes, if you're being called to learn more about the Kemetic Path, or if you've been on the path for a long time and you've called to leadership, reach out. And put in there, Ner Eha.